Sloney here. It's News Radio 700 WLW. We have a doggo alert in the tri-state. You know why? Because I'm talking about this because dogs are awesome. They're the best. They're better than most dogs are better than most people. I will go out on record as saying dogs are freaking awesome. I've got a case of dog flu, though. Apparently, this has been going on for a while. I know Louisville was pretty hard hit about this, down in Kentucky for sure in the South, and now we're starting to see it in the Cincinnati area. And talking about it, I didn't even know dog flu was a thing, quite honestly, is our buddy Doug Hoffman. He's a veterinary. He's head of the Care Center Vets over in Sharonville. Dr. Hoffman, good morning. How are you, sir? Technical issues. There we go. Now we got you. We had the wrong button pressed. Doug Hoffman, good morning.
Good morning.
I think I've kind of heard of this before. I never really thought it was that big a deal. How concerned should people be about dog flu specifically? What is it? Is it as bad as the human variety? Can it be transmitted between dogs and humans and vice versa?
Lots of good questions. So, you know, the dog flu is canine influenza. So it's a, you know, really contagious viral infection, that it affects dogs. It does affect cats as well. They have caught it. And, basically what it is, you know, this came up, actually it started back in 2004. They saw this in Florida with, at racetracks with greyhounds. And they think it came, that version of it came from horses. They think it jumped from horses to dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, the equine influenza. And then in Chicago in 2015, that's when a new strain of it came out, and became more prevalent. And actually, when we started seeing it, we saw cases at the care center. It was in 2015. And that's one that they actually think came from bird flu. So, you know, what they're finding is this is a flu just like we get, in the terms that it causes, you know, respiratory issues. So when you think of the flu, it's not vomiting and diarrhea type thing. It's respiratory issues. And they get it, and, you know, this thing seems to be mutating a little bit here and there and causing some problems. So there's been, you know, it kind of died down, and then it jumped back up again. They're having, you know, a bad outbreak in Florida right now.
And why would it be so bad in Florida as opposed to, I mean, here it's as you said, it's kind of upticking, and we're starting to see it spread, but why Florida?
Well, I don't think, you know, I don't know why it started down there other than, you know, there's a lot of, you know, back in 2004, there's a greyhound racing. But it's basically being seen at kennels, you know, anywhere where there's a lot of dogs that are coming together. And, you know, a lot of people thought this was just a really bad, you know, kennel cough type thing, but it's actually, you know, an influenza virus. And, you know, there's a couple versions of it. There's a mild and there's a severe. By far, the majority of the dogs get the mild, which is just basically runny nose, maybe a little lethargy, a cough. It's kind of moist. And then it's sort of self-limiting, you know, provided they don't get a bacterial infection that goes away in, you know, a week to, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. But the severe ones can cause pneumonia and, you know, in some cases, you know, dogs can die from it, especially if they're really young or really old. Very similar to us, actually.
So what are the symptoms? What are the signs? Because you and I, I imagine it's the same type of virus here, too. So that means it's an upper respiratory or respiratory disease, type A influenza kind of thing going on. We know in us, there's malaise, we're tired, we cough, we ache. How do we know when dogs are doing this, other than just a dog being a dog?
Well, what you're going to see is a lot of the dogs are going to start with like a nasal or an ocular discharge. They'll do a lot of sneezing. They might be lethargic. They may not eat. And when you see all of those together, I mean, they're pretty generic signs. But when
the job of a dog is to be lethargic, generally.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But usually not to not eat. So not to have junk coming out of their nose and eyes. So. Okay. You know, if you start seeing that, that's an issue. And then the dogs that get really sick from it, where they get like a really kind of pus-like discharge from their nose, and they'll get a fever upwards of 104, 105. And then they'll get a secondary bacterial pneumonia. And that's when, you know, they got to get on antibiotics, they got to get hospitalized, get on fluids, things like that. Mm-hmm. And we did see some of those dogs in 2015. We haven't had a lot of it lately, but that doesn't mean it doesn't change and come back. So, you know, it's like the flu virus in people. It changes a little bit here or there, and then suddenly you got another outbreak.
All right. And how long does it take for a dog to recover from this flu outbreak?
You know, in the mild cases, it could be a week. You know, sometimes they'll have a cough that'll persist for up to a month. But they should be feeling better, eating things like that, getting better, and it just kind of goes away on its own. For the ones that get really sick, you know, they could be hospitalized for, you know, several days to a week before they start turning the corner.
Well, what exactly is a dog cough?
Just like a person cough.
Really? I don't think I've ever heard a dog cough ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds just like ours. So
I always thought it was like when they start, it's like when they eat too much grass and they start that, and their head's like bobbing up and down like that. Is that the cough, or is that just they're going to yak?
That's usually they're going to yak.
I don't think I've ever heard a dog coughing.
Yeah. They'll cough, and they'll do it just like we do. And it's either, you know, real kind of a dry hack. Like, if you've ever seen a dog that has kennel cough, you'll know what a dog's coughing sounds like, because it's constant and it's real dry, hacky cough. With these, they tend to be a little bit more moist, you know, and like they're bringing something up all the time.
Okay. And you test for this stuff at Care Center Vets?
You can, we send it out. Yeah, you can, you can test for it. And it's a big deal. Actually, the testing is a big deal. That's why it's real important. Because the problem with this virus is they think it's really underreported. So there may be more cases of it than we think, because either it's self-limiting and nobody goes to the vet, or they go to the vet and, you know, they treat it as, you know, a bronchitis or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they do want that test sent out to see, you know, how widespread this really is. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's been confirmed cases that we've had, and there's confirmed cases in Ohio, and, you know, there's probably 40 states that have confirmed these, but they also think it's a really underreported disease.
Well, I would think so. I mean, as you said, a lot of the signs, other than the eye discharge and the lethargy, which is, if you have an older dog, they're pretty lethargic to begin with. It's
right.
Probably harder for the owner to catch too, unless you're really on top of things.
Right, and it is, and it's just something that, you know, anytime you see any respiratory disease in this, in these guys, I would take them to your family vet and get them checked, because it is something that can turn into a big deal if you let it go. Hopefully it's just a mild form and they just go away, but they will say, you know, what they'll tell you about the virus is, if you're exposed to it, there's almost 100% chance you're going to get it. And you may only, you know, 80% of them may show signs, mm-hmm. and maybe 10% of them get really sick, but 100% of them are infected usually, and 100% of them are shedding it. And they usually, it incubates for about, you know, 3 to 7 days before you'll show signs.
Gotcha.
And they're spreading it during that incubation period.
So, yeah, and if you think about it, other dogs, right, they're drinking out of community bowls, they're playing
right.
with the same toys. And then if you take your dog to a kennel, or it's a very social dog like dog parks, it's probably ripe for spreading then.
It is, and that's why a lot of the, you know, the dog kennels and dog mm-hmm. parks and things like that are requiring the vaccine for it, which they have now.
Oh.
And, you know, that's the type of thing. Cause it's, you know, there's some kennels that really had a hard time with this when it first came out. And I know, and that was reported in Florida that, you know, there was like 3 or 4 kennels that had to shut down for a period of time because of it. So, you know, you want to make sure that if you are taking them to places like this, that, you know, there's some recommendations by the kennel that they require vaccines and things like that. But it's not a mandatory vaccine for the average dog. It's a lifestyle vaccine, they call it. Meaning, you know, if your dog is always at home alone, probably doesn't need it.
Okay, gotcha.
But if he's one that goes to the park a lot, if he boards a lot, if he goes to the doggy daycare every day, it's probably a good idea to get it. But it's something I would talk to your your family vet about.
Okay, I got you. So you want to head it off to our, much like the flu with human beings, Dr. Doug Hoffman, Care Center Vets, and talk about the dog flu epidemic. Are older dogs and younger dogs more susceptible, or is it pretty much all dogs?
All dogs are susceptible. I think the younger and the older are more susceptible to having worse signs, if that makes sense. You know, you can get sicker from it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just like it is with people.
Okay, so obviously if that fits in your category, go and get the vaccine. That's a good idea. What about cats? Yeah. Cats get flu?
Cats do catch it. Yeah, they can.
Can I get the dog flu? Or what is that? Is it feline only?
It's the canine influenza that they can actually get. And they tend to show the same signs, coughing, runny eyes, runny nose. And it seems to be more self-limiting in the cats, but they have been reported to get it. There is no vaccine for them, though. So, they just don't have that yet. But it's not as severe of a problem in the cats as it is in the dogs. It's actually been even seen, thought to be able to be passed to ferrets and guinea pigs, I believe.
Wow. And you get ferrets and guinea pigs involved with this thing, too. Well, cats are social creatures, but mainly if you have other cats in the house. Not like unless you have a cat that's roaming the neighborhood, which may be another reason to keep your cat an indoor cat.
Right, right. And the other thing, too, with this virus that a lot of people don't know is that it's really hardy in the environment. So, it can stay on your hands. It can stay on your clothes for up to, 24 hours. It can be in the environment for even up to 2 days. So, you want to make sure if you think you were exposed to it, or if you're around a dog that was, you wash your hands real good. It's easy to kill, but it does stay around for a long time. So you can, if you're worried about that you've been exposed to it, actually, bleach at a dilution of like 1 to 30 with water will kill it.
Huh, interesting.
But, there's other, specific, things that'll kill it as well. But, if you're in a pinch, you can use a 1 to 30 dilution of
all
bleach.
Right. So when it comes to the canine flu we're talking about with Dr. Doug Hoffman from Care Center Vets over in Sharonville, are we going to see an increase in that with the winter months coming up, kind of like we do with the human virus?
It's not a seasonal thing. They have not demonstrated it for this, that it's seasonal. It's just pretty much, we had a big outbreak, like I said, in 2015, Chicago got it, and almost like the weather in Chicago, we caught the canine flu. And then we were seeing it a lot, and you saw, hospitals all over the city putting up signs, we've had canine flu here.
Yeah.
If your dog's coughing or whatever, leave it outside until we've checked it or whatever.
Right. Right.
There's a lot of that was going on. It's died down a lot. We haven't seen as near the cases load that we did, a couple of years ago, but like I said, it just broke again in Florida, so it could break anywhere.
Yeah, probably because the whole pathology, it transmits in different forms. Whereas dogs, if you're social, dogs do the same thing year round. Human beings tend to be, we're crowded together in buildings, and you're recycling the air, and there's a whole bunch of other factors. So yeah, I get the difference between humans and dogs, why that would be a different seasonal, as opposed to seasonal thing. So Dr. Doug Hoffman, who is the head guy over at Care Center Vets in Sharonville, thanks again for the time and appreciate it. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Sure. All right.
There you go. Sloane here coming up next on the show. Speaking of viruses and illness, there's a particular drink that is very popular these days being served in bars and restaurants across the tri-state. And that particular drink apparently now is getting people sick because of the container it's in. We'll talk about that just ahead here, 4 minutes from now on 700 WL.